This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 206 for Thursday, December 29th. ICE canola futures are higher on Thursday, posting double-digit gains, while most comparable oils are either lower or slightly higher. An analyst chalks up the anomalies in the Canadian oilseed to holiday trading, which he says tends not to make a lot of sense. With the final settlement still pending, the lightly traded January canola contract gains $13.50 at $872.50 per ton. The much more heavily traded March contract rises $12.40 at $876.40 per ton, and the May contract is up $12.10 at $873.60. Support for canola is coming from good gains in Chicago soy oil and more modest increases in soybeans. Meanwhile, soy meal falls back. European rapeseed is higher, and there are small upticks in Malaysian palm oil. Global crude oil prices are lower, putting pressure on vegetable oils. Trading in the nearby January canola contract is quickly declining, with its open interest now under 1,200. The first notice day for all January futures is tomorrow. The Canadian dollar is slightly higher on Thursday, with the loonie at 73.83 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 73.72. The United States Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production for the week ending December 23rd averaged 963,000 barrels per day. This marks the first week of less than 1 million barrels per day since mid-October. Ethanol stocks increased by 569,000 barrels to more than 24.6 million. As the war in Ukraine continues, there are reports of insurance companies no longer wanting to insure vessels traveling to and from Ukrainian ports. That may lead to fewer vessels being available for much-needed grain exports. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The March contract tacks on 2 cents at $15.16 per bushel. March soy oil gains 1.39 cents at 66.36 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal loses $2.80 at $458.50 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Thursday as the March contract sheds 3 cents at $6.79.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with its March contract forgoing 6.5 cents at $3.70. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago March falling 11.5 cents at $7.74. Kansas City March dropped 16 cents at $8.66.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March retreats 18.5 cents at $9.15.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, December 29th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.